status quo is the enemy.
We must think differently.
Get better, faster. Companies don't change, innovate, and transform. People do. Welcome to Innovate for the Future. Listen in as Dirk drills down deep with leaders and innovators from within distribution and beyond who are disrupting markets and changing the way business is done. Those who are innovating for the future.
Innovating for the future.
It's time to change the rules.
Become the disruptor rather than the disrupted.
We own the future.
Are you ready? You can create your future. You own your future. And your journey of innovating for the future begins now with your host, Dirk Beveridge.
Hey, welcome back to Innovate for the Future. I am your host, Dirk Beveridge, founder of Unleash WD, the only innovation summit for distributors, as well as the new program for C-suite leaders of distribution companies called My Life's Work. I really appreciate you joining us here on Innovate for the Future. We're discussing over the next several episodes something that's very, very important for distributors, something that I'm very, very passionate about, and that is, in fact, securing our life's work. When you think about all the time, energy, effort, that you've put into your career, the successes, the failures, the opportunities seized, maybe those lost. When you think about, you know, what you've achieved over the years, the jobs you've created, the successes that you've had, the business that you've built, you know what? It's something to be pretty darn proud of. And I think it's super critically important at this point in time when so many leaders in distribution are, as we talked about in the last episode, in the fourth quarter of our career. I think it's just absolutely critical that we step away from the business and we, as they say, don't just work in the business, but we work on the business to ensure that we're setting this business up not for yesterday, and not even for today, but for the next generation. If that generation is going to be the next family generation or another generation of other type of professional leadership, that doesn't matter to me. But each one of us, at some point in time, it's inevitable. We will be transitioning this business over to the next generation. And I think it's just absolutely critical that now in this fourth quarter of our career, we spend quality time thinking and working on setting that business up for long-term sustainability for the next generation and the next generation after that, if you don't mind. And so today what I'd love to talk to you about is purpose-driven leadership as being the first step of the My Life's Work success path. And to do that, I'd like you to take you back to a conversation that I had several years back with my son. And as I said, he said something to me at one point, and I had to respond. You see, when Dirk was a junior up at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and he was contemplating that summer between his junior and his senior year at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And what he did is I think we were at home, and he's talking about it all, and he shared with me that he was not going to search out an internship. And his rationale was something like this. He said, "Dad, I'm thinking about staying in Madison with my friends because," he said to me, "I don't want to be 50 years old and think back, did I miss this last opportunity to be with my college friends?" And that's what I had to respond to. I had, after all, surpassed that 50-year-old milestone some years before that. So I had some unique perspective on what he was talking about. And so as Dirk and I discussed this, I think one of the things I shared with him was, I said, "Dirk, I can guarantee you one thing. I can guarantee you that at 50 years of age, the last thing that you're going to be thinking about is your last summer in Madison. The last thing you're going to be thinking about is, did I miss that opportunity to spend 12 weeks or whatever it is with my college friends?" I said to him, I said, "But son, I guarantee that you will be thinking about things like this. You will be asking yourself questions like this. You'll be asking yourself, did I accomplish all that I could? You're going to be asking yourself, did I fulfill my potential? You're going to be asking yourself, did I pursue my life's purpose with all that I had? And you know, I believe business and yeah, life, I think they always come back to purpose. Did I pursue my life's purpose with all I had? You know, leaders, wherever you look, I really believe are purpose driven. Would you agree with me? I mean, just some of the business icons, you know, think about Estee Lauder or Walt Disney or Sam Walton or David Packard, right? I think all great leaders, again, would you agree? All great leaders are driven by purpose. It's, and I believe it's your purpose that secures your life's work. And I think in this fourth quarter of our career, now we really have to be zeroed in on that purpose that we have been working to achieve throughout our entire career. And so I think it's important that even if we haven't articulated it now, as we're starting to think about transitioning this business to that next generation, you know, I really believe that to achieve our life's work, you're going to need to escape the tyranny of the urgent today. Escape the tyranny of the urgent today so that you can focus on and ensure that you've articulated and maybe even codified for that next generation what your purpose is and what's been driving you all of these years. You know, you think about Estee Lauder and Walt Disney. I know everything that I've read about them. They approach each and every day with this energy, with this focus, and yes, with a purpose that goes beyond today. As I read about and study Sam Walton, David Packard, they equally were purposefully centered on a cause that was bigger than today's quarterly results. Each of these individuals were driven by purpose. And as such, each of these leaders built an enterprise that lives on far beyond themselves. They secured their life's work. And you know, Estee Lauder, Walt Disney, Sam Walton, David Packard, they created great things. But when you think about it, they're really not that much different than you and I. They put their pants on one leg at a time, if you will. So our purpose defines, what is purpose? Our purpose defines the reason for being. And to really understand it, I'm going to go back to a rather lengthy quote from David Packard. As he was, in 1960, David Packard was given a speech to a group of trainees at Hewlett-Packard. And listen to what he said about purpose here, because I think it's super important for us to think this way in this fourth quarter of our career as we're thinking about securing our life's work. What David Packard said was, he said, "I want to discuss why a company exists in the first place. In other words, why are we here? I think many people assume wrongly that a company exists simply to make money. Now, while this is an important result of a company's existence, we have to go deeper and find the real reasons for our being." He went on. What he said next was, he said, "Purpose, which should last at least 100 years, purpose should not be confused with specific goals or business strategies," which, by the way, goals and strategies should change many times in 100 years. "Now, whereas you might achieve a goal or complete a strategy, you cannot fulfill a purpose. It's like a guiding star on the horizon, forever pursued but never reached. Yet although purpose itself does not change, it does inspire change." Let me read that one more time. He says, "Yet although purpose itself does not change, it does inspire change. The very fact that purpose can never be fully realized means that an organization can never stop stimulating change and progress." Stimulating change and progress. We've got to think about that as we're thinking about securing our life's work. Now, as you pause for just a moment and you think about what you have built, what you've created throughout your entire career. Man, I know the changes that you ushered into the business to create progress. You could fill an entire journal with all of the change that you've ushered in to get the business to where it is today. And I know that as you've ushered that in, you've learned a lot of lessons all throughout that time. So think about that. Can you imagine your business thriving for the next 100 years? Thriving. You know, after you transition out of the business, can you imagine that you've set it up to such degree that it's on a path, on a trajectory? The next generation is ready to thrive for the next 100 years. Just imagine that. And then don't stop there. Can you envision the employees of your company 50 years from now, 50 years from that moment you pass the baton, 50 years from the moment you transition, that inevitable day when you transition the business to the next generation? Can you envision employees of your companies 50 years from now referring to the lessons that you passed on to stimulate that change and that progress that David Packard talked about? I mean, how cool is that, right? That's securing your life's work, and it begins with our core beliefs. You know, an example of some core beliefs. Sakiichi Toyoda, the founder of Toyota. Now, what did he believe in? One of the things he believed in, and this is him talking, quote, he said, there's nothing that can't be done. There's a belief that he has. If you can't make something, he said, it's because you haven't tried hard enough. Let me give that to you again. The founder of Toyota, what he believed in, there is nothing that can't be done. If you can't make something, it's because you haven't tried hard enough, right? There's a core belief that he had. And what's just super interesting to me is that core belief lives on still today throughout the whole of Toyota Motor Company. The core belief, a core value at Toyota today says, we believe that if you can dream it, you can do it. Look, so here's the founder of Toyota, whose life's work lives on through his core belief. His life's work lives on through a core value that he held dear throughout his entire career. I think it's so cool. Sam Walton. We all know Sam. Sam Walton, the founder of Walmart. Here's one of the things he believed in, a core belief of his, part of his purpose. He said there's only one boss, the customer, and he can fire everybody in the company from the chairman on down simply by spending his money somewhere else. Now, again, there was a core belief that customer is the boss. And this core belief, again, he secured his life work through his beliefs. This belief continues to guide the Walmart organization, the Walmart culture, the employees of Walmart, because it's grounded in the first of the company's four values, which is titled Customer First. And they go on to define customer first as saying, listen to, anticipate, and serve customer wants and needs. Again, securing your life's work begins with really understanding our core beliefs and the purpose that resonate out of those beliefs. So the point here, I believe, is that your life's work lives on in the business through purpose, through the values, through the beliefs that you've held dear throughout your entire career. And by the way, that are important for you to articulate, to codify, and to pass on to the next generation. So step number one of the My Life's Work success path is in fact defining your purpose. Now, as you work to secure your life's work, and as you work to define your purpose so that you can in fact pass it on to that next generation, here are maybe five key milestones that you're going to want to work through as you define the purpose. Five key milestones that you're going to want to achieve as you work through defining your purpose. So number one, a great exercise is to sit down and really define the core beliefs you have and then put it in the form of a manifesto that continually communicates and will live probably for generations of what you truly hold dear and starts to define your purpose. Number two, you're going to want to, in that same manner, you're going to want to ensure that your why is clearly defined. Why did you do what you did throughout your entire career, and how does that lead the next generation forward, and how can you use that to center your organization around that why before that inevitable day when you transition out of the business? It's powerful, powerful, powerful to do that. Number three, you're going to want to articulate the most important business lessons that you've learned throughout your career for the next generation. You know, I think this is just an amazing exercise that we've had the good fortune to work with some distribution leaders on, where we actually sit them down and we have them go through it. It might take 60 minutes, but it's going to live on for generations. And we ask them, what are the top successes that you've had throughout your career? Go ahead, just relive those and write those down. And now, as you've got those top successes, what are the key lessons that come from those successes? Okay, you also had some struggles. You also had some failures. What are the key failures or the key struggles that you think back on throughout your career? Write those down. Yeah, and then think about, you know, think about what are the key lessons that came from those as well. And you go through a process of thinking like that, and you can absolutely start to define, you know, what those key lessons that can guide the next generation forward. All right, number four. The fourth milestone that you're going to want to think through is you're going to want to peer into the future, as I say, and define the state of the business on the day you transition out of your leadership role. There's an inevitable day you're going to transition out of the leadership role. You may leave the business. You may move into a CEO or a chairman or an advisory role. But that day you actually transition out of that leadership role and you transition it to the next generation, what will the business look like? You define the state of that business. And then number five, I think this is just a great, hopeful, optimistic exercise to go through as you're working on your purpose to secure your life's work. Go through a process and think about what is your absolute greatest hope for the business and the next generation. And you spend some time thinking about that, articulating that, and communicating that with those that are going to lead your organization into the next generation. And I guarantee you, it's absolutely a clarifying exercise for you and that next generation to secure your life's work around your purpose. I really believe purpose is going to be, you know, technology is going to change. Customers are going to change. Suppliers are going to change. The world is going to change. And I really believe that it's purpose that's going to be the most enduring aspect of your life's work. And that's why it's the first part of the My Life's Work Success Path. I really hope this has stimulated some thinking for you. In our next episode, we're going to look at the second component part of the My Life's Work Success Path, and that is, in fact, ensuring that there is a clear path forward for your organization once you transition out of the business. I really hope this is stimulating some thought for you. I love talking about the importance of getting away from the business, from not just working in the business, but working on the business to secure your life's work, considering all that you've given to that business throughout your career. If you want to learn more about My Life's Work, you can find out more at MyLife'sWorkMastermind.com. That's MyLife'sWorkMastermind.com. What you'll find is that My Life's Work is a new offering from us here at Unleashed WD, and it's the world's only program for distribution executives who are ready to secure their life's work. Through a series of innovative quarterly coaching retreats, we're going to get together quarterly. You're going to be provided a system to set your business's direction, your trajectory for relevance, profitability, and success for that next generation before transitioning out. Again, you can find all the details at mylifesworkmastermind.com. I really appreciate you coming back again and again and again to innovate for the future. We will see you with the next episode when we explore the second component part of the My Life's Work success path, and that is, in fact, ensuring that there is a clear path forward and that the team is completely aligned around it. We'll see you in the next episode. Thanks.
Until next time, thanks for listening to Innovate for the Future with Dirk Beveridge. Delivering a new voice, a new energy, and a new outlook.